Here's some better news. Terry Riefsteck joins us now, Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement at Visit Champaign County. You know, you think about Champaign County, Urbana and Champaign for the U of I and all that that offers, but there's more to it than that, I think we're about to hear. Terry, how are you? You're on WGN.
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
And am I right about that? When people think about Champaign County and Champaign, the first thing they think about is U of I, but there is more to it than that?
Absolutely. And that is one of the biggest things that we work on, is trying to let people know that this community has so many amenities, a lot of them because of the university, but it's such a great time to explore when the students are gone, so you can see what this community is like with or without the university.
When I think of some of the great towns in the Midwest, Columbus, Madison, Champaign and Urbana, I do, though, think about how fun a university town is, but I generally don't know what to do other than go to the game, you know?
Exactly, and that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of ideas of things that you could do in our community.
Well, what are we talking about now? Champaign County. So are we talking about the cities of Champaign and Urbana, or what are we talking about?
A little bit of everything. So we represent the entire county and a little bit beyond. Champaign-Urbana obviously being the two biggest cities that we have down here, but the outlying communities have some really cool things going on as well. So it'll be a little mix of everything.
Give me an example.
Okay, I'm going to give you a great example. It's on the far northeast corner of the community. It's the Middle Fork River Forest Preserve. And for anybody who is into the outdoors or maybe wants to escape the city and all the lights that are up there, you can come down here because they are the only international dark sky park in the state of Illinois. So if you want to see the Milky Way camping out, that is definitely the destination that's for you, because it is a perfect place to hike, to camp. They have a little lake so you can go swimming, and an opportunity where you can see this full night sky in its glory.
That's the Middle Fork River?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a forest preserve with a campground.
And it's a dark sky park. I guess I've never heard that phrase before, but I guess that's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
So hopefully when I go there, it won't be cloudy that night, but you do get a good view of the sky, the nighttime stars, huh?
Yes, it's beautiful. And, you know, they do kind of tell you to look at the lunar cycle as well, because if the moon is too bright, it does impact the view. But if you get the timing just right, it is absolutely amazing. We have some gorgeous pictures of on our website, so definitely want to check that out.
Give me another stop. What else should I do in Champaign County?
Okay, I'm going to give you one of my favorite things to do in the summer. So every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m., we have an event called Friday Night Live in downtown Champaign. And if you haven't been to our downtown area in a while, there are over 40 locally owned bars and restaurants in the area. Not a single chain among them, which is absolutely incredible. But we have live music happening from that time on the street corner. So while you're out dining at any of these local restaurants, you've got local bands that are performing right in front of you. We have over 2,000 outdoor seats in our downtown area. So it's a big festival atmosphere with a lot of people walking around with their kids. Couples, retirees, every age group you can imagine is downtown on those nights, and it's just a really great atmosphere. All of the bands that perform are local, so you are talking six bands per evening, and then there's always a kid activity every weekend as well. So it's one of the highlights of summertime and one of the things that I look forward to most, because it's a great opportunity to kind of get out and see the other people in the community.
Is that in Champaign, did you say?
That is in downtown Champaign, every Friday night from the end of May until the end of August.
You guys have any other festivals that are on the calendar? That's a regularly scheduled thing. Are there art or music fests or other things coming up?
I'm so glad you asked. On August 6th, we have the Crystal Lake Park Art Fair that's happening. This is now its fourth year, and it's become a really big event. So we have both local artists and regional artists that are juried to be a part of this festival, and it happens in this beautiful park that is in the city of Urbana called Crystal Lake Park. And the setting is just outstanding for the art festival. So you can go out and shop from about 30 different artists and spend the day there. They're going to have some cool interactive things going on. But it's a great way to maybe kick off your holiday shopping and start to buy some gifts. Or if you're like me, just buy all the art for yourself.
So when and where is that one again?
That one is on August 6th at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. And it's called the Crystal Lake Park Arts Festival. So kind of hard to miss.
The towns like yours, I think, if people travel, they say, okay, I want to eat and drink right. Like, is there a pub? Mm-hmm. Is there a brew house, a distillery, a restaurant? Talk about that food and beverage scene.
Yeah. So back in 2017, Midwest Living named Champaign-Urbana the greatest Midwest food town. And we really truly are, especially for a community of our size. So as I kind of mentioned, we have 40 locally owned bars and restaurants in our downtown Champaign area alone. Our area is really kind of a mecca for independently owned restaurants. And because of that, we have a lot of people that are using farm-to-table ingredients. We're obviously surrounded by a lot of farms in our community, and so that allows our chefs to pull ingredients from just within a couple of miles of their kitchen. But we also have a lot of fantastic international flavors because of the university makeup as the second largest international population for a public institution. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody, and it's all just absolutely fantastic. But beer is one of those things I'm going to talk about because we are a college town after all. So having a lot of beer is definitely a big component of our community. So in our county alone, we have 5 local breweries, some in the downtown district and some a little more rural that all offer something a little bit different. And some of them have some really cool stories.
For instance,
yes, I'm going to talk about Riggs Beer Company. So this one is in Urbana, and the Riggs brothers served in the military and were overseas in Germany when they kind of fell in love with the German brewing process. And so they had decided that they wanted to brew beer, you know, just kind of as a hobby. But then, you know, looking into it, they come from a farming family on the eastern side of the county. And, you know, farming these days is hard, and it's really difficult to continue to make a living and sustain a family with, you know, typical corn and soy. And so they were starting to think of how could they make their farm more sustainable and last. And so they started this brewery using the grain from their family farm. So over 90% of the grain that is in their beers is coming directly from their family farm. They also have it surrounding their brewery in Urbana. So they just harvested the wheat around them, and that is going into their beer. They use 4 ingredients exactly like you do at a German brewery, so no tricks. They don't like to be called a craft brewery. But you can go there, and they have no TVs. It's a very open space, very European in the fact that it's intended to be a place where you can just go and meet people and connect without having any distractions. They have a traditional German beer garden. It's family friendly, so they have a playground that they built themselves for kids. They have games on site, a lot of activities, but they're also mostly solar powered. They have the largest solar panel of any brewery in the state of Illinois, and so they're a very sustainable business, keeping all of their ingredients local and then also, you know, being environmentally conscious.
I like the sign now featuring no TV. So what's the name of this?
Exactly.
What's the name of this place?
It's called Riggs Beer Company.
Riggs
and it's in Urbana.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And you can buy their beer in lots of different places, but it's really kind of special to go to the site and, you know, talk to Darren and Matt themselves and learn a little bit about their story.
Where do people stay when they come to Urbana or Champaign, County generally?
Yeah. So Champaign-Urbana is primarily where we have all of our hotels. They are pretty equally spread across the two cities. And there's a couple outside of Champaign-Urbana as well. So, for example, we have a new sports complex in the town of Rantoul, which is just north of Champaign off of I-57. They do have a couple hotels there, which is great for all those families that are coming down for their kids' sporting events. But a lot of people stay within Champaign-Urbana, and all of our hotels are very close to the center of everything.
Yeah.
We're not that big of a town. So one of the things that is fantastic about here is that there's no traffic. So if you're staying, you know, in downtown Champaign, you're still only 10 minutes away from the University of Illinois. If you're staying at one of the hotels on campus, it's a 1-mile walk into our downtown district. So there's lots of opportunities to stay in our hotels and still be in walkable areas. So you can kind of ditch your car for the weekend and go explore.
Terry, I'm sold. Terry Reifstek is the Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement. This is part of our Best of the Midwest series. And wow, you know, don't think of Champaign County as the place you go when school's in session. This sounds like a year-round destination, doesn't it?
It really is. There's something for everybody all year round. And, you know, summer's just really kind of special because you can see what the community is like, you know, while students are away. And so, you know, if you're really thinking about coming down to the area, I highly encourage you to do that before students arrive. That being said, the first couple weeks of September are some of my favorite times of the year. There's just kind of this special feeling when everybody's back in town and all of the university amenities are open. You know, there's all the Kreiner Art Museum has their big fall welcome, which is a really cool event to go to. Our Performing Arts Center has this great opening weekend. And I'm told the lineup this year is going to be fantastic. It hasn't been released yet, but I'm really excited for when that happens. Of course, football is a big deal here, basketball as well. I'm a former member of the Marching Illini, so I bleed orange and blue. So it is a special time when students are here, but you're right. You know, coming in the summer is a really excellent time to kind of get a feel for,
by the way,
you know, why people live here.
Oh yeah, I would imagine. I mean, truly, that's the community that you're talking about. My friend Bob Surratt here said that if you go, John, make sure you go to Jarling's Custard Cup.
A popular ice cream spot. It's right off campus. And here's a little fun fact. So the actor Tom Hanks, his brother is a professor at the University of Illinois. And every now and then Tom Hanks comes to visit and he will be seen spotted at Jarling's Custard Cup, which always, you know, makes somebody's day when that happens.
No idea. All right. Find out more. All you got to do is visit champaignecounty.org. That's the website.
Visit champaignecounty.org.
Terry, nice job. I'm sold, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is our Best of the Midwest series. Every Thursday at this time, we give you a spot like that you knew about, but I'll bet you didn't know all that.